I am Florent Laroche. I am assistant professor at École Centrale de Nantes, which is a school engineer. My lab is actually IRCIN, which means Institute of Research and Cybernetic. And next year we will be a big laboratory with 450 researchers, excluding PhD, which will be the laboratory of digital, simply. Numerical laboratory for the west of France. In fact, we also are in the consortium 3D with Archaeovision, and this project is also supported by Humanum and the consortium 3D. I will just explain what is the project within, because it has begun 2 weeks ago. So let me introduce the project, and if you have any remarks, comment, it would be a pleasure for me to notice it and to inform all the partners. So our case study is this kind of study, this kind of case study, sorry. Imagine you have a curator, sorry for the glasses and the mustache and everything. You imagine we have a curator and we have a big 3D model, a big 3D cloud of point, and the curator would like to move the model, to pick some information, to have more information in detail. In fact, it is very complicated for him because the model is very huge and he doesn't know how to move it. And also, he doesn't have any tools to do it. In fact, usually we have physical information and we have tools in order to create 3D model. We have speak about it this morning. But we also can have some design flow. That means that, for example, for industrial objects, it can be machines, it can be factory. So there are some flows of human, of product, of matter. But imagine we are going to study a city also. There will be some flows of human inside the city, or etc. So we have a 3D plus T modelization. And in fact, sometimes there are many problems because if we want to do a 3D digitalization, the dynamic is not digitalized. So there is another classical job that comes from cultural heritage and historical people. They use the sources, they use images, they use documents, and they add external knowledge in order to understand, in fact, the past. So we have two domains. Let's say the engineering domain on one side, and the other side we have the classical historical job, and they never meet with a common tool and a common methodology. On the left you have the 3D point, cloud point, and on the right you have the database, let's say a cultural heritage database. But in fact there is no link for this digital twin. So our dream is to create something that will be useful for both, and that allow to communicate. I didn't put here the state of the art because I know you know it better than me, but in fact there is no tool actually that exists, or no format also that exists for linking a knowledge database and the cloud of point. Obviously there is a GIS system that is used for a geographical system. But the entry is the 3D, and after you add some knowledge. And in fact, if you do an historical job, you first have some knowledge and you can add some 3D information. And sometimes there is no 3D information because it is only some concept. So we must imagine something to link them. About the process we use, there is three phases. First, we have to capture, obviously. We have to digitalize the object and to capitalize the knowledge. Next, we have to create a numerical model that will integrate the documentation, archive, geometry, dynamics, and everything. And after, we can obviously valorize the object and conserve it also. Normally, when we work with professionals of cultural heritage, they have a project. They say, oh, in my museum, I would like to have a nice 3D object in order to explain to the public or to the visitor how it operates. So they say, okay, we are going to make a 3D digitalization because we know it exists. Perfect. 3, 4, 5 years later, they want to do another application. And in fact, they can't use what have been done few years ago. Why? Because they do not have capitalized all the knowledge that is required. So they have to do the job again. And sometimes when they work with professionals, they have also to pay more. So it is complicated for them. It is what we call the one-shot application. And about the methodology for linking knowledge and 3D digitalization, in fact, nothing exists actually. So the scientific challenge of the project WISED is to create a link, an interoperable link, for capitalization, modeling, and valorization. In order to do that, we have take into account what you said previously, what we call the tangible knowledge. That means the criteria that can say this is cultural heritage. One of the bases are the UNESCO criteria that say this is a unique object, this is an authentic object. It is totally qualitative and not quantitative. And it is very difficult to put some qualitative indicators on 3D objects because they are not on the same point. So our dream is to create a 3D format integrating knowledge with qualitative indicators. To do that, we have on the left the social and human sciences domain, and on the right the engineering sciences domain. Usually, we have some database on the left. It is, let's say, the functional analysis of an object. On the right, you have the geometrical analysis of the object, and we are going to produce a 3D model. WISED would like to link them and to create something new. Obviously, we are going first to have some use case for many partners. I will speak later of our partners. We will work on real object, and we have also to contextualize the object. What is the most important is the environment of an object. Obviously, you can take some photo, you can make a 3D digitalization with laser, but if you don't study why the object have been used, who use it also, you can't understand the object. So we have the physical object, traces. We obtain a cloud of point, and after we are going to create what we call a 3D digital heritage object semantically indexed. It's a big word to say that it's the new format. And after, we can imagine what we want to valorize it. You can use it for expert, on the web, museum, or what you want. About the partners and to sum up the project. So we have 8 partners. We have 4 partners that come from engineering domain and 4 partners that come from human sciences. We have 4 laboratories and 1 in human sciences that proves that it is very interesting for them. We have 2 enterprises that are going to support the project. DeltaCAD, which is a French enterprise specialized in reverse engineering, that initiated the project, in fact, 1 year ago. And MCC Heritage, which is a human sciences enterprise and that work for ICOMOS and UNESCO. And for the application, the final application, we are going to work with the French Ministry of Culture and also with the Art et Métiers Museum. I think you know the Art et Métiers Museum in Paris, which is a beautiful museum. But if you visit the museum, all the objects are totally static, let's say, and they do not speak with the users, and you cannot manipulate it. So we have to imagine something new for this museum, and they want to play with us in this project. To support it, we have proposed to Humanum, to integrate the project and to be, let's say, not a partner, but a kind of partner. And obviously, we will have multiple impacts. At the end, my point of view, and it is my interest because I work with contemporary enterprise, is to say we are going to test it on industrial heritage. Why? Because all the documents exist, all the knowledge exists. And tomorrow, if it works, we would like to create something new to, for example, to replace the CAD software that are totally closed, and we cannot associate knowledge, document, information, and everything in the CAD software that are used for enterprise. So we would like to put it in the industry, perhaps, for tomorrow. To summarize, it is a project that will begin now, this month, and that will do approximately 5 years. And the budget is 1 million euros. We will have 2 PhD students, 2 postdocs, and 2 engineers on the project. So I think the challenge is very interesting. And if you have any ideas, or if you want to comment the project and to say something which is very nice or not, we are going some mistakes, do not hesitate. Just a testimony, when I published as a PhD subject, there is one professor that comes from medicine that sent me an email, and I have translated it in order to show you that there is an interest of those kind of projects.